Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. May I please speak with Ruben Uribe?
Yeah, who are you from?
From Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah, go ahead.
And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, right. 3 to 10, 11 to 40. 35, 20. Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Stonemason, bricklayer, typesetter, refractory bricklayer, cement mason, PCC restoration, mason helper or finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile or marble finisher, or marble mason or plasterer?
Retired tile setter.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
A foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
0 weeks, 1 to 4, 5 to 12, 13 to 20, or 21 and over?
I'm retired, so it's
0 weeks.
One. Okay.
In the last 12 months, right? 0 weeks?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know. I left California. I've worked in California for 40 years and I left and went to Nevada. So, I'm completely out of construction. I have no clue what's going on.
Okay, but in yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community, or no?
No, I don't.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment?
More employment.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling object, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Can I take more than one?
I think the most important.
Stupid people on the job.
Oh, careless people on the job. Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, political canvassing. Yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
And picketing?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you are least likely to get your news from. I have print or online newspapers, local TV news, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, or cable. which is the first one?
Most likely to would be local news.
Local news. And after that, newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio, internet, or cable?
Internet.
And after that, the newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio, or cable?
Cable.
And the last three, newspaper, friends and neighbors, or radio?
Most likely to.
Yes, newspaper, friends and neighbors, or radio?
I listen to Sirius, so it doesn't have commercials. I don't talk politics with my neighbors, so, and I don't get a newspaper.
Oh, okay. So, and the last one, radio or friends and neighbors?
Radio.
Okay. And the last one, friends and neighbors. And now, we're almost done with the survey, by the way. Thank you for your time. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
What was the first one?
Jobs in the economy, healthcare.
The economy is extremely important.
It's the most important. Okay. Yeah. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I have. Yes.
And how much would you say you have seen, heard, or read? A lot, some, or just a little?
Just a little.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrats.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Personally, it's a toss-up. I think they're asking for too much, but
do you support?
They do have the right to pick it, so I support the membership.
But much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
He sucks.
Strongly disapproved.
That would be strongly disapproved.
Okay. The next one is foreign affairs. How would you rate him on that?
Horrible.
Strongly disapproved? Or just
strongly horrible? Disapproved. Strongly okay. Disapproved.
And what about healthcare? How would you rate him?
Somewhat disapproved.
Somewhat. The economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
And immigration?
Oh, horribly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
No, I'm extremely disappointed.
And the last two questions, are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
I will strongly vote.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Trump.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And in your own words, how could the Union best improve its representation and service?
By getting out into the field more often, visiting more jobs. They just had a picnic this past weekend, last weekend. They have one a year, but unless you're on a big job, you don't see the reps out. So it's they're struggling.
Okay. Something else?
I retired because I just couldn't work with the trades or the apprentice coming through the trades. It's just lack of discipline, lack of respect, very poor.
Okay. And now, again, in your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
The apprenticeship program. That's the future. If the apprenticeship program isn't any good, and the apprentices that are coming out from school aren't any good, the trade is going to collapse.
Okay. And just let me document your answer, and thank you for your opinion. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, text, email, union meetings, or mail?
I do it online. They do their web browsing when they have their local meetings.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year? A couple times a year? Once a year? Or never?
I'm retired, so never. I send them $14 a month just to keep my vision care. They don't do weekly newsletters anymore or monthly newsletters anymore. You gotta log on. It's changed dramatically. But that's just technology.
And now the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
Oh, Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Very strong.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Reuben.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Yeah, I will do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.